Hi, this is Chris Whalen, CPA, and welcome to this live and very urgent edition of the Street Level Business Podcast. First, if you want to contact me at any time, please see the contact information box below my video box on the right side of your screen. Today's memo relates to a bill that was sponsored by a Senator Sweeney in New Jersey. It's bill number 4204, and as you can see on the screen from my title of the memo, urgent, New Jersey business owners, the Sweeney bill 4204 must be stopped. Now, this bill 4204 will dramatically change how subcontractors are paid in New Jersey. This is extremely urgent and requires your action. If you were to look at the memo version of this memo, not the podcast version, you'll be able to click on this link you see on the screen. I'll also leave that in the video description below if you're watching this, actually watching the podcast that I'm making right now. Now remember, this is my CPA interpretation of the entire bill, but trust me, having worked in accounting since 1987, the bill as written could and will be enforced how I describe below. This bill needs to be made business friendly. So what should this bill read? The law should read that any independently established business must never be paid on a W-2, period. That is the language that we need. If someone is an independent business, that is what should guide whether someone's paid on a 1099 or a W-2. So let's go forward. Again, this is the only rule that needs to be applied and the only rule that makes sense. But what does this bill do besides be a cash grab for the middle class? It makes much more strict the rules for who is considered a subcontractor and who is considered a W-2 employee. Remember, the state is very broke and they want to make as many people employees that they can and not subcontractors, because then they can charge the unemployment and disability amounts and rates on them. So in essence, turn them into employees. So that is what this is all about. It's about New Jersey looking to do a cash grab because they can't manage their money and they can't balance their budget. So if you look at the screen, I'm not going to read these, but you can pause the podcast and you can read these if you want. But it's item B or item 2 here that you could see that really there was a change in the wording. So item 2 or item B, as I call it, is where the change has happened. And that makes it much more restrictive as to who needs to be paid on a W-2. So as you see here, the new law would give no consideration as to where the services are performed. That's very important. But this bill would take employees from one company, where traditionally that company was a subcontractor, and now make them W-2 employees of another company, possibly multiple companies. Now, let me give you a few examples. You know I love examples and facts. So let me give you a few examples that give great detail here. Number one, let's say you're a general contractor building single-family homes. Let's say you hire another general contractor with its own book of business and employees to frame some new homes. This is a fully functioning separate business entity from you. The law would force you to pay that company on a W-2 and no longer on a subcontractor as a subcontractor on a 1099 miscellaneous. This is due to that wording above that I mentioned. So a general contractor hiring another general contractor who works in the same course of business forces this to be a W-2 relationship, no longer a 1099 miscellaneous subcontractor relationship. Now look at the bold wording here. Also, that main general contractor has to give a W-2 to all of the employees of the general contractor he hired. That's insanity. Now let's say example number 2. You are a snowplower. It is very common to not be able to keep full-time workers at the ready for snow that may never come. But with this new bill, every temporary snowplow driver you hire, even with their own truck and company, would have to be paid on a W-2. Again, their employees would also have to be paid by the main snowplow company on a W-2. Example 3, a law firm engages another law firm to handle part of a case. This hired law firm has a partner and other lawyers working on the case. All of the hired law firm's personnel must be paid on a W-2 from the hiring law firm. Business owners, you need to make your voices heard. If this bill passes into law, it will turn many of us into criminals overnight. Search for your town below. Now, this is on the memo, which if you're watching this podcast, you'll be able to click a link to get to the text memo version. You'll be able to search for your district below by town in the memo and click on the link for your district and call your representatives. Get in touch with them and tell them that if they don't vote against the law, we're going to vote against them the next time they're up for election. You need to be very strong. We need many, many, many voices and many, many phone calls to be made. Now, before you do that, though, it's Senator Steve Sweeney who is sponsoring this bill. I first give you, as you see, his information. If you want to pause this video right now and call him, call both numbers and leave him a message against Bill 4204. You'll see here now we have the districts coming up. So I'm going to end this podcast. I know that it's maybe not as organized as usual, but it's so urgent that please go to the memo version of this, text version of this podcast, which is down below in the description, or it's above you. If you're watching this on my blog as a podcast, you'll see a link that says click this link for the memo version or the text version. So please also reach out to me with any questions, or if you get in touch with any of your representatives, I'd love to know that, if you make any calls. And also, the most important thing, again, is to go online and sign the online petition. I have the link in the podcast, in the video you're watching, if you're watching it on my blog. I also have it in the link in the description in YouTube, if you're watching it on YouTube. Again, thank you very much for listening. Please share this far and wide with every business owner that you know. Share it with your accountant. Make sure they share it with everyone. We need to kill this bill before it even goes up for a vote in a few weeks. Again, this is Chris Whalen, CPA. Please reach out to me with the contact information in the bottom right-hand corner of your screen. I look forward to your comments. I look forward to your advice. I look forward to any evidence or any information that you gather on this issue. Thanks very much.